Well, tonight's subject is Tfilas HaDerech, particularly important this time of the year. You know, we're coming to the midwinter vacation, right? People are traveling a lot, don't know what to do. So where does the whole idea of Tfilas HaDerech come from? Where does it say? The Gemara says in Brachos, the Chavtes, on its base, Omalei Eliyahu, Rabbi Yehuda Achua, Rabbi Salah Chassido. Told him more than one thing. One of the things he said is, "Kshate yoytei laderech," when you go out on the road, "Hi molech bekoincha v'tei." First, seek counsel with your Creator, and then go out. Thank you, Gemara. What does that mean? "Hi molech bekoincha v'tei." What does that mean? You should seek counsel with your Creator before you go out. "Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chisda, zu tfilas haderech." This refers to tefillah haderech, to the tefillah of the road, of the way. The truth is that Himolech B'Koyin Chavetzei has another pshat, which is not said over there, but the Ba'ahetiv brings, in Simon Kuf Yud, Sefkot in Yud, and Gemara in Sanhedrin, that before that one would leave on a trip, would have to first be loitul Rishus from the Sanhedrin. They would come exactly from the Sanhedrin before they went. They would come like to Rishus, going out on a trip, go ask the Sanhedrin for Rishus to go. And this is where the Ba'ahetiv brings Taka that there is an inyan to the Zagimzach and to get a bracha from Tzadikim, from Chachomim, in order to be Nishmas and Sakonas Adrochim, which states. So this is the way it was. Hashulchan brings it to Alocha, La'alocha, and Tzif Tesvav. To go, he says, go exactly from the Adam Choshev before you go on a serious trip. The truth of the matter is, this is a makor to various things that Hogita Klal Yisrael had. I saw a nice recruit one of these things. I'm not going to go through all of them. Or different things that people did in order to be marv as chuyos before they went on a trip, because they took it very seriously. Called Rochem Chesus Akona. There's a Radak and Shmuel Aleph. Perek Chof Aleph, Posek Vav. Where David HaMelech is speaking and he says, "Who derech choyl?" Dr. Adak, "Kloima, Avapishi Yatsonu derech choyl." Even though we weren't particularly going on a trip that had to do with Kodesh or with Kochim, Avapishi Kainti Harnu Atzmeinu, we purified ourselves. Kederech Mei Odom Shadatam Los Yisrael Derech. It looks like they had a minute to go to the mikveh before they went out on the road for whatever reason that they had this inyan, do this in advance. Interesting how the Das the Canaan, the Bali Asesis, on the Pesuk of Kuma Hashem Yafutsu Oyvecha, like he didn't say our Orem, we have a Moshe, Kuma Hashem Yafutsu Oyvecha, Zacht the Das the Canaan, Zu Hi Tfilas HaDerech Shelohem. This was their Tfilas HaDerech. So you see that this is at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Das HaKeinu already learns that Tfilas HaDerech was happening then already, written, albeit in a different way, but the concept of Tfilas HaDerech is that old. I heard in the name of the Sfasemus, I didn't find this in the Sfasemus, but I did see it in Tshuva Zichron Yehuda and Einikol Chasam Sofer, who we're going to extensively deal with a little bit later, that he brings the vort that when Yosef HaTzadik tells the people of his house to run after the brothers, he says, "Kum r'doyfacher yamos, run quickly after the people," but he socked them, catch them quickly. So he says, what's the pshat? He says, catch them before they say Tfilas HaDerech. Because if you don't get them before they say Tfilas HaDerech, you're never going to get them. You're never going to catch them. You're not going to find the becher that I put in there. He planted the becher there. You won't find it. You have to catch them before they say Tfilas HaDerech. Otherwise, it's going to be that effective that you won't be able to be effective. You have to get them really quickly. Okay, so let's get to what the Gemara says, Lamaisa, about this Tfilas. So the Gemara, Emas Matzli, this is the Gemara in Brochus Did Aflamed, Emas Matzli, when do you say this Tfilo, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Chisda, Misho Shemahalich Baderech. From when you go out on the road. Ad Kamo, like the Gemara, how much? Ad Parso, up until the Parso. What's the pshat in that? Again, the Gemara says, when do you daven? You daven Misho Shemahalich Baderech. Ad kamo, how much? Ad parasa. Rashi learns pshat, ad kamo zmano lehispalo. Up until when can you still daven? In other words, you leave, that's when you say the tefillah. And how much time do you still have to be able to say it if you haven't said it the first second? up until a parasa, you can still daven this tefillah. That's Rashi. As parasa, av loy la'achas oholach parasa, Rashi says. Once you already went a parasa into your trip, you can no longer say tefillah sadarach anymore. After a parasa is 4 mil, which adds up to something like 3 miles. Once you went 3 miles into your trip, you can no longer say tefillah sadarach hazay zokt Rashi. Now, that's Rashi. Not always do we pass on like Rashi. And I'm not saying that we necessarily pass on like Rashi here either. However, the Ramot does bring Rashi, and he brings it, therefore, at least as a chashash, which should be choshish v'shitas Rashi. And he says that the earlier you can, you should say tefillah sadarach in order to not miss that Rashi who says that you only can say tefillah sadarach up until a parasa. But Rashi himself there, besides his own pirush on the Gemara, he also brings another pirush on the Gemara of the Baal Halachis Gedolah, the Bahag, who says a different shot in what the Gemara's discussion there is. It's not over there when actually to say it, but Ad Kama, he says, Ad Kama Yevakesh Leilech Sheyetzorech Lehispalel. How far of a trip do you need to want to take in order to say tefillah sadarach altogether? Not when should you say it, but when, as in, how far of a trip is it? Ad parasa. Which means, when you have a trip of 3 miles or more, you need to say tefillah sadarach on such a trip. When? That's not the discussion of the Gemara right now. The discussion of the Gemara according to the Bahag is only, which trip will you say it on, and it's a trip of a parasa, 3 miles. His lashon, afilo ein lo leilech, elo ad parasa. Aval derech pochis mi parasa, but if you have a trip which is less than a parasa, in tzorech lehispalel tefillah zu, there's no need to say tefillah sadarach on a trip that's less than a parasa long. This is how most Rishonim explain the Gemara there, and this is the halacha that is gepaskin to Shulchan Aruch. So again, Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Bahag, that the discussion here is about the length of the trip. The length of the trip is a parasa. Less than that, there is no tefillah sadarach. Halacha l'maisa. The Ramah, like I said, adds in Da'at Rashi and says, although the halacha is the pasuk like Rabbi Yishayim that the discussion of the Gemara is the length of the trip, however, be mindful of the fact that Rashi holds that the tefillah can only be said within that first parsa that you are traveling. Which is no sphere, obviously. Again, it's two different explanations of what the Gemara is saying. Rashi is not a sphere, it's a rock. Actually, it fits together very beautifully. In other words, if the Mechayev is that first parser, that's where you have to say it. However, La'alocha, you can say it after the first parser as well. Now, here come a couple of questions that may occur to a lot of people as we're seeing this Gemara and the Yishayim and Shulchan Aruch. First of all, what is the shared parser all about? When we speak about this, what is it? Does it have a pshat, the shared parser? It's probably not arbitrary. There probably is a meaning to this, probably a reason why it's a parasa. And, of course, another question that everybody may be thinking over here is, 1 second, 3 miles? Start thinking to yourself, I doubt there are a lot of people in this room who don't travel more than 3 miles every day. Basically, you can't go to the store here without going much further than 3 miles, unless you're going to one stop, and then it depends where you live. Maybe it's also 3 miles. But if you're going to anything bigger than that, you're definitely going 3 miles, but that's not anyone who's going anything further. Any trip of any significance at all, if you're not going to your next door neighbor, you're already going 3 miles. So why aren't we saying tefillah sadarach every single day? This is a good question. Oh, so others will say, yeah, that's 3 miles, 3 miles, but it's only from one city to the next. But if you're not going from a city to another city, you're going 3 miles within a city, you don't have to say that. Okay, the truth of the matter is, that halacha is not necessarily said in Shulchan Aruch. However, if we're going to understand the inyan, the yisoy, the tefillah sadarach, we'll understand the answers to our questions. So let's begin by figuring out why were Chazal mechayiv tefillah sadarach. And again, from the earliest times, Chazal, which is time good to know, Takonis Chachamim are not necessarily only the time of the Gemara. The Takonis Chachamim go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have some Menhagim and Takonis and Klaus that go before Moshe Rabbeinu as well. But why is there, why were they mechayiv tefillah sadarach? So as mentioned earlier, the Yishalmi says, "Kol hadrochim chezkas sakana." There's an assumption of danger on road trips. Now we don't prefer to hear much about that, and we prefer to ignore it as much as possible. Lamaisa, Ali Shpeitni, Yerushalmi, don't listen to the phone. Now, in those days, the Sakona or the Drochim was not something that needed to be reminded to people. It was very, very simple, clear, on the surface. Very clear that it was dangerous. And when you look at Tfilas HaDerech and what it's being mispalel for, you see what it was that was going on over there. And these were the things that were, nobody had to explain why we were davening to be protected from enemies, from ambushes, because this is what was going on there. Listim, chayus rois, animals. Maybe it's a lot of people in the story. And, you know, most of us have heard stories like that about the days of old. And people, everybody knew in those days, somebody, the Eibush Alotitin, who was killed on the road by one of these different things, whether it was Oyev or Oyer, Listim, Achayis, Oyes, Baderech, and they knew that they needed Zchusim for that, and they needed to daven. And therefore, now, when we think about that, we understand that it was poshut, that within the city, there was no need to daven this tefillah. Outside the city, there was a tremendous and clear and pressing need to daven this tefillah. Inside the city was not the place which was exposed to all of these elements. Outside the city, and Shalom was very much exposed to these kind of elements. And therefore, the Rosh there in Brachas, Haki explains this very clearly. The Rosh is in Perek Dalet Simen Yud Ches. The Rosh, Venire Pir Shaloh His Gedolus Iker. First he accepts the Bahag Pshat in the Sugya, which is, it needs to be a trip of a parasa out of the city. Why, he explains? Kishayesh loy leilech, pochis mi parasa, bekoroiv lo'ir. If you're going less than a parasa, as in, you're closer to the city than a parasa on your trip, loyavi mokim sakon, that is not a mokim sakon. In other words, calls the man you're close to city limits. Again, in our terms, we're going to call it less than 3 miles away from the city, even in those days. That's not a walk in Sakana. There's no need to say Tfilos HaDerech when you are within close proximity to city limits. And therefore, if we ask, why is it that a parasa? Sadr Rosh says exactly why. Because we're looking at where is it that the Sakana generally would start. It's the isolation of outside of the city. So inside the city, it didn't need to be stressed very clearly that you didn't need Tfilas HaDerech inside the city. It was very clear that that was the case. But beyond the passing of the city, there is a sakana. Therefore, one must daven Tfilas HaDerech. And therefore, this was actually the main sakana which Tfilas HaDerech was instituted for back then. It was to be in a place we are isolated from the city, was a danger of its own, and it needed to be davened for. The Tavs, in Kuf Yud, everything by the way is Kuf Yud from here on, Simen Kuf Yud, Erechaim Simen Kuf Yud, that's the Simen of Tfilas HaDerech, and the Tavs in Sifkot involved there says, Pochis mi parasa lo yachtim beboruch. You want to say it in less than a parasa? Don't say it, but you cannot say Hashem's name in such a bracha. Why? The kemoyisho hu ba'ir dainin onle. We consider this as if you're inside the city. Right? In other words, when you're that close to the city that you're less than a parasa away, you are considered for all purposes, for the purposes of this siman, and of this halacha, and this tefillah, that you're still inside the city. If you're still inside the city, no need to say it's tefillah like this inside the city. Really, it's poshut that there's no chiyus tefillah saderech inside the city. It doesn't need to be said. And this is why if I said that in Shulchan Aruch doesn't explicitly say a chilek inside the city, outside the city, it's because ain't tzorich loymar, as though you know it's poshut, and the sheir parasa is telling us exactly all of this background. When we understand the sheir parasa, we begin to understand that it's poshut, what the reasoning is behind it, and why, when we don't have that parasa, there's no concern, which would be mechayek tefillah saderech. Now, what does this bring us to? The next lechayer practical conclusion would be, what would happen if a person is traveling a long trip? But that long trip is all within cities, right? look in this area over here, Metro Detroit, as in so many other metropolitan areas, you can travel many miles and still be within cities basically more or less the whole way. Now, so what happens in a parsa? So everybody understands, it's not only that ear to ear, you do have to say. Well, it depends. Because if you are going to be constantly within different city limits or close outskirts of cities, so, Vaita, it doesn't make a difference that you went out of a city and into a city. You're basically within various city limits, and therefore, there's no chiyuv tefillah tzaddeh in such a case. So this wasn't even on the sign of the questions over there. Why was the Metro of Detroit? You drive, I don't even know how many miles you could drive from Metro of Detroit, but I assume it's a nice amount.
16 miles to get downtown.
16 miles from one side to the other.
From here to get downtown, I think.
Just from here to downtown.
8 miles, 14 miles, I think, whatever.
Oh, 16 miles north to south.
There you go. Tom, I don't know that it's necessary, but Tom did say that, and he said that as long as you didn't go more than a parasa outside of cities, you're not going to have to worry about tefillah tzaddeh at all. Why? Do we have any questions about this? Once we have the yesod, it's mamish more pshutim. It's the simplest thing, because again, if we understand that the idea is not how long of a trip you're taking, theoretically, if you have one side of the globe to the other, theoretically, if you were dealing with cities around the globe, you wouldn't take those ever. The idea of a parasa has to be a parasa that's outside the city and that therefore is distant enough from Rekhimus Yishuv, from settled areas, that therefore you're in a Mokim Sakona and you need to say Tfilah Sadeh. Now, this brings us to the question. So according to this, our conclusion will be that you need to have at least two parasois actually between cities in order to have a chiyuv tefillah tzaddeh, because if you have one parasa and change, so as you go and you get out of a parasa of one city, ready and start a parasa of the next, so you automatically need to have two parasois between two cities in order to have tefillah tzaddeh and not be close. And what about if in between you're going to go through other cities? In other words, you're going from point A to point B in between the two parasois, but in between, along the way, these are not cities you're going into, they're not your goal either, but you're passing by such cities. What will happen in such a case? Do you have to say tefillah tzaddeh or not if you're not going through those cities, but they're along your route? And the Bi'alocha at the end of Kuf Yud says, there should be no chi of tefillah tzaddeh in such a case either, because, again, you're never going to be more than a parsa from some city, whether you are inside it or not. That is a big chiddush which I saw. Is the Tzela Chochma, the Talul Stern of the Rav in Australia, the brother of the Tzina Rav, he wrote a special kuntres called a Halich Ma'amitecha, which is on all the different halachas that are again on the road, and he has a significant amount on the Tzilas HaDerech, and he, since the Bi'alocha is not Machriya 100%, and he says, should be Machma in such a case, if you're not Mamish going through, he says, these cities in between, you're actually going from one city to the next, along the way, there are all the cities that you could turn off to, but you don't turn off to them. He says you should say tefillah tzaddeh in such a case. However, if we look in Seis HaShulchan, Chaim Noah, in Simas Tamil Zayin, Sif Kotten Gimel, he writes, there's no chiyuv to say tefillah tzaddeh in such a case. The Tilul David in Kuf Yud, Sif Kotten Gimel, says there's no chiyuv to say tefillah tzaddeh in such a case. Last night I spoke to the Rebbe Tzina Rav, Zangel on Tomorrow Park, and he said there's no chiyuv to say tefillah tzaddeh in such a case. And this is going to be very negeya to some of the questions we're going to later address. So therefore, let's keep this in mind, that unless you are outside of a parasa of any city, for at any given time, you have a trip of a parasa outside of any given city, outside of a parasa of any given city, there is no tefillah tzaddeh otherwise in such a case. Now what happens? You can have an interesting Azayin to Tanta Shaila. What happens if a person is taking a hike? Right? What happens if somebody took that literally, so they say, let's take a hike. He takes a hike! And he goes into the mountains, let's say. You go in the mountains, I'm not saying there are any very, very close by here, but there are mountains, of course. And Shaila, they have to say Tfilas HaDerech. Do we have to say Tfilas HaDerech? It's an interesting question. And L'maisa L'chayre, the pashtus should be that if you are outside of a parsa from any city, L'chayre, there would not seem to be any reason not to say Tfilas HaDerech. Right? However, attention needs to be paid to whether one is taka, a parsa away the whole time from any city around. Because if not, you're not in isolation. And only if one knows that they've been outside of the city that much, they should say, L'chayre Tfilas HaDerech. That would be the pashtus. The truth of the matter is that the original takon of Tfilas HaDerech and the shir of a parsa was actually meant for people who are walking on their feet. So L'chayre, there should be no reason not to say Tfilas HaDerech, although I did see today somebody that says not to, but L'maisa, the pashtus would not be that way, and the pashtus should be that there's no reason not to say Tfilas HaDerech in such a case. Another shaila.
What's the said not to, if you want to?
It's not not to, it gets into complications which we'll have to go into later. It's going to be the same or different than Amol, but again, the past is, it's hard to see why not to say Tfilas HaDerech in such a case. Unless you want to make up that today's different sakonas from the other day, so let's get further into that. And this brings us back straight into that, Shaila. What about today? Today, is there more of a sakona outside of a city than there is inside of a city? That's a fair question. Because L'maisa, in the old days, it was a very, very clear line. Significant difference between the two. Inside the city, there were no zakonis. And outside the city, there were a tremendous amount of zakonis. Whatever zakonis, they were shalot eaten, there are today. They're not less inside the city than outside the city. The truth of the matter is, those who follow such statistics know that pashtus, there are worse fatalities, achmona l'tzlan, inside cities than outside. And the truth is that the Hill of David and his Ashmotis, the Kofiot, is Miramis, that there's a possibility to say that now that outside of the city we no longer really have Oyev, Oyev, Alistim, Achayasas, so there really should be no Chiyav Tfilas HaDerech at all today anymore, he says. Asked Kedekach, he does bring such a sad, which we'll get back to later. He says, well, why do you have to have Tfilas HaDerech? Because, again, outside the city, all of these sakonas were prevalent. Whatever sakonas we have today are not those sakonas which are prevalent outside of the city. So maybe there should be no Tfilas HaDerech at all. So of course, Halacha L'maisa, everyone knows that we still say Tfilas HaDerech, so HaShulchan, if you, Yud Aleph Rai says, Poshet, that it has to be said even on a train, let's say, you need to say Tfilas HaDerech, although L'maisa, that's one of the shailas where, you know, we don't have the sakonas today anymore. Which other? We have all the sakonas. The Munkach and Mukir Arachayim writes that he heard such words, Be'erech, what the Tfil David says, and he says, a hevel yiftzepir, he doesn't want to be makabel, that there's any such Saturday not to say Tfilas HaDerech. And he says, Chmol HaSan, on a train, he says, there's all kinds of other sakonas today, which is trains has shown derail or turn over, other things like that. And therefore, he ends off as follows. He says, "Befrat al automobile, asher usakonis meforshes yoytsim mikol ha'agolim." He says, "The cars, it's more of a sakona than any wagons that they ever had as is." And you can imagine that was so. How fast could one be running at the top speed with a horse and wagon? And what kind of terrible accident could happen on a zazach unless you went over a bridge cross or something? But other than that, it really kind of wasn't very close a situation. But with cars, he says, therefore, doesn't want to be makabel that today is less of a sakona, and therefore there's less reason to eat Tfilas HaDerech. This already starts to give us a little bit of an inkling that they're approaching the sakonas a little bit differently, and which would explain why some would want to say that by foot we're going to make exceptions.
As I just said, it's borative. They wear that car and turn to imagine with an acid car.
Yeah. Others don't go that far, but they say that they clearly, just like the Baba Kama with halachas of how you have to, whatever, so it wouldn't make traffic a little bit up on it. Which is
L'chayr.
Yeah, they would have asked it. Okay.
But it's in Detroit, the holidays, you have to
say. Yeah. Now what about somebody who takes a plane trip? Go on an airplane. You also have to say Tfilas HaDerech. Now this is Yodua, the Rogatchover, Rebbe Levracha, said a Sharf Azach Kedarke, and he said, no! There's no Tfilas HaDerech on an airplane. Why is that? Because it's not called a derech, he says. Why? The Gemara says in Chulim, Legabe, Shiluach HaKein, Derech Stoma Loi Ikri. Right? Derech Nesher, it says Derech Nesher. Now Derech Nesher is called Derech Nesher, it's not called Derech Stoma. And therefore, Tfilas HaDerech, which goes on Derech Stoma, does not need to be said. As they talked, the Roger Chavim. Lamaisa, that is not the Ungenomen way. Ungenomen way is that even on its way, we do say Tfilas HaDerech. First of all, like I said, it's a good mockum to say that the Rogachover, who is not written anywhere, it's just brought over, it's one of the Gishmak of Erpach that goes around, it's very possible the Rogachover never said it as a Fakaloch HaLamayit, he said it as a Dov HaChoret. The Ahalach Ba'amitech, the Betel HaChochma, brings what the Rogachover said, but he says absolutely yes to say to the Erech, and Moshe Negus Moshe Chelik Beis, Archaim Chelik Beis, Simon Untes, says to say it absolutely on a plane, and not only when you go over water on a plane, even when you go over Yabosh on a plane, absolutely, Tfilas HaDerech should be said on a plane. And that is the Halacha Rivachas today, as the Lemes Hashem will discuss later, how that should actually be implemented. But for Maisa, it seems very clear that Tfilas HaDerech wants to be said on an airplane also. Now, so today, our Shaila, back to really what our Shaila is why today, because we don't seem to see necessarily a difference between outside the city and inside the city, why today should we say Tfilas HaDerech only going outside of the city? Could be that the Zakona said, most of us are Rachmanon, so worried about today, are more prevalent inside the city than outside the city. And yeah, that is the Chazanish of Moshe Steinbuch and his Tshuva Sanhogis brings that Chazanish, and it brings that the Chazanish says, Sheroi hoya hayoim levorach tfilas haderech afilu noiseya bo'ir, shesakono kroivo, elo, sheloi nucha leshana yismi avitenu, sheloi yispalulu, elo kumay shetiknu chazal, kesheyesim yeh, which means, you would be a mokim today, tilachadish and urchidish. To say Tfilas HaDerech within the city, and we'll see later, these halachal maizah that can have communis to this besides saying Tfilas HaDerech when you're not traveling outside the city. Halachal maizah can have communis when to say Tfilas HaDerech. But either way, he says we can't be Meshana Me'avisenu, and therefore he says although we'll be Mestaber today, that because there's no difference anymore inside the city and outside the city, really best, and we should say Tfilas HaDerech inside the city also, according to the Sakonis that there are today inside the city, no less than outside. However, we can't make up our own Tfilas HaDerech, he says. And therefore, again, whoever wants to say Tfilas HaDerech, really shame of Malchus, everyone's always welcome to say how long Tfilas they could. But to say Tfilas HaDerech, the way the Sakona goes with the shame of Malchus, that's only outside the city the way the original Sakona was. The truth is, that the Tilul Adovim, who I quoted before in the Zashmotis, who discusses trains, and he says, if we would say that the reason why we say Tfilas HaDerech on a train is because maybe Achmon Otsan will be a Tzemichshu Baderech or something can happen to the train, he says, in that case, he doesn't see a difference between a parasol, more than a parasol, less than a parasol, there's no difference at all, he says. These are not Sakonas Saga that have a difference between whatever distance. V'in neymor, the Tzorich Levorech, and therefore, if we shall say, which is not boring to him, they do have to make a bracha nowadays with our methods of travel, after pochet we parasol can. Really? He says, if one should say Tzorich Levorech nowadays, our methods of transportation, one should say it on less than a parasol as well, but again, I must say, Gemara and Shulchan Aruch says, say, only to say to Tfilas HaDerech when you get more than a parasol out of the city, therefore to be mechadish, that we have our new mitzvahs, and we're going to be mechadish, a new chiddush of a chiyuv, very difficult to say. Again, that's the Tfilas HaDerech, I'll say it, but the mitzvah, that's not the minhag hamakubal. However, we will maybe see, as we go along, something that maybe he'll make it a little easier for us with. No, Tari Bazai, if we go back to our question again. So we're saying, going a parasol, you mechutz lahir, you have to say Tfilas HaDerech, and we don't change anything, gevaldik. No, let's take the mountain sake as the best example, because over there, that's a situation where you easily can have 3 mile stretch when you're traveling on the mountain roads, you're outside of the city, Amos, you should have to say Tfilas HaDerech every time. So in other words, anyone who ever goes to the East Coast, and goes to the Sabonville colony or camp, or even the Poconos, a little bit closer, You go out every time you leave your camp or your bungalow colony, you go out to the grocery store, every time you go out, and the truth is, Kach Shamati, Rabbi Yankov Kamenevsky, Frizik like that. Every time you went a parsa in the mountains, you drove 3 miles without the Shuvim around, so Tfilah Sadarek, so basically he's in Camp Ashraga, he used to go out of Camp Ashraga and make Tfilah Sadarek. Every time, make Tfilah Sadarek. And why is it that everybody's busy talking about Rabbi Yankov Kamenevsky doing that? Because nobody heard of anyone else who does it. Therefore, Rabbi Yankov was quoted as the one who did do it. Tzeis HaShulchan, actually. It's in the Tzama Zayin, it's in Gimel, it's Tzeis HaShulchan, it's time to do it. V'ahoylech mi'Yerushalayim l'kevei Rochel, שבזמן הזה, אוי דלוי נסיישבו הדרך, וישיועי סמיכס על אופרם אמו, which is a parcel, צורך לא ימא תפילות הדרך, you go from Yishlayim to Kevei Rochel, you have to say תפילות הדרך, from Yishlayim to Kevei Rochel, right? Now, we'll find out if anyone says תפילות הדרך, from Yishlayim to Kevei Rochel, the answer is a resounding no. Nobody says תפילות הדרך, from Yishlayim to Kevei Rochel. And the question again becomes, according to what we have seen, there should be no reason not to say Tfilas HaDerech on the way to Kevei Rochel, on the way to the mountains, a 3 mile drive, whatever it is. These things should have to say Tfilas HaDerech for. And again, we find our little couple of Makaitis to that, and the question is, Loi Masanu, that's the minute. And don't stop for good offline. And this brings us to one big question that has to be studied. And it's something which will help us, Amit Hashem, first, get and broaden our ideas in all kinds of areas of halacha, which may have some comparison to here, and also maybe come to some kind of a conclusion regarding Tfilas HaDerech as well along the way. What did Chazal mean when they gave us this kviya of a parsa? So again, a parsa we said is 3 miles, but what is that all about? When we speak about 3 miles, what does the 3 miles mean? What does a parsa mean? Of course, a parsa is a certain measure of distance. That's very clear. Mitzat Sheni, we understand that at the time, again, like I said, the discussion was a walk, a hike, a trip by foot, and therefore, 72 minutes worth of walking was 3 miles. This is the way Chazal cheshvened, the way it works. You walk 3 miles, it takes 72 minutes. And this is what they were talking about. These two things, 72 minutes. And a parasol of walking in those days, the Chazal was the same thing. It wasn't either this or that. They both were exact same thing. They told you a certain distance. They told you a certain time. These two matched up perfectly in the time of Chazal. So if you said a parasol, you could mean 72 minutes. You still say a parasol, you still mean 272 minutes. Today's days, so stay stuck again with our methods of travel, this is a very, very short trip, 3 miles, as we have discussed. So now the Shaila becomes, what is going on here? When Chazal say a parsa, are they talking about distance or are they talking about time? Are they talking about 3 miles or are they talking about 72 minutes? And of course today, this is a tremendous difference. It's a tremendous difference. Because 72 minutes is 50 miles and 3 miles is what? What is it? It's 5 minutes. My gosh. So it's a very, very distant difference. We are an Afkeminis in this Shaila. This is a Shaila that doesn't only apply to the Shaila of Tfilas HaDerech, it applies all over the place. For example, how far does a person have to go to have a minyan to daven with? How far does one have to travel to have a minyan to daven with? Dr. Mishabur and Simon Tzadik, and we've caught them on Bays, you have to go a mil. A mil, let's say around 3/4 of a mile, let's say, yeah? So what does it mean? Does it mean you have to go 3/4 of a mile to get a minyan, which again, not very far. Many people go more than 3/4 of a mile every day to shul, in how long? In 3 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. Or does it mean you have to go 18 minutes, which is how Chazal reckon what a mil is, about 18 minutes. Is that the shot? And then today, you would have to go much further than 3/4 of a mile to find a minyan, or up to 18 minutes of travel, whatever that, however far that takes you. Huh? Oh, the other shayla is, somebody wants to eat, he doesn't have any water, he can't wash, and now the shayla is, what should he do? Shachmar kuf samagim will say for Alev Shtey, im ein mayim metsuyim lefonov, berochoy, yoyseh me'arboa milen, right? In other words, he doesn't have water up to 4 mil. Ula acharov. In other words, he's going ahead. It can be mechayev to go ahead 4 mil. Right? Back to the same share, ba'etzem, that we have over here. Or backwards. In other words, to turn around and lose time, ba'etzem. And go backwards a mil. Otherwise, he told Yodav v'mapo v'eichol pas. Right? In other words, he's going to have to use something else to clean his hands. Now again, the question is, what does one have to do? Does he have to travel 72 minutes ahead for water? That same sheer time. Or is it enough to do the same thing that what it actually says? Travel 3 miles. If you're not going to have it within 3 miles, forget it. Skip it. Skip the water. What's the halacha over there? Another shot. Another place where we have such an afkemina, which is very important.
I'm back for benching.
For benching, or another halacha we have, which is going on Erev Shabbos. Travel on Erev Shabbos. This is a similar Shulchan Aruch Yesh from Tessi Fales. Ain hoilchem be'erev Shabbos, yoyisim a gimel parasoyis. The gimel parasoyis, let's say, is around 9 miles. It's all you're allowed to travel on a Friday. You hear that? How do I say it? You change a lot of plans because of this. The whole Friday basically has to stay at home. Kadeshi Agiel, the base of Indian Goda, Yuvu Lachem, Tarchi Suda, Lashabbos. Now today, same question. Do we have to, and here's already the Chumul Tzakula. Could we be Makel and say, no, 1 second, 9 miles is a Shira's time? Or does one have to not travel more than 9 miles on a Friday? Right? Or rather, again, is it a Shira's time? And a Shira's time would be quite a bit of time. So this is the Shira. So where's the place where this Shaila is most addressed is Dafka Hilchas Aveiros. Somebody was Nifta in Eretz Yisrael. He's buried in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the family is in Eretz Yisrael. But let's say there was one brother who was in America, let's say, and they didn't let him know. And finally, in the middle of the Shiva, or at the end of the Shiva, he shows up, comes. And here comes the Shaila. All of these people are going to get up on a certain day from their Shiva. And he came the third day, the fifth day, the sixth day, whatever it is, the seventh day, as long as before they got up. And when does he end his Avelus? Or, one of the Shailas that happened at Shalaf Eitan, like Henry Shgadach, is when somebody has, let's say, one of the brothers is Malave, the Orin, to Eretz Yisrael, let's say. And then he comes back again. When does he get up from Shiva? This is the Shaila, right? So Shulchan Aruch here, Deir Shin Ayin Hei, Tifcher, Steikin, Shemeis, Loi Korin. Lo Yoda, Achebo, La Mokoim, Shemeis, Shom Hameis. Im Ohoya, Be Mokoim, Koroiv, he was in a close by place. Shuhu Mahalach Yud Parsois, is within 30 miles. Yeah? He was within 30 miles of the place. She'ef Sheshiyove, Riyoy Mecha, the person can come 30 miles, possibly, in a day. Then, even if he didn't come, I feel above Yoyim HaZayim, Yemotim Anachemim, Oilolo, Yemoyim Yemon Tashim Lamed Yoyim. He finishes off his shiva with everybody and counts along with them the rest of the Shloishim. But if he was Mavokim Rochai, now he's going to have to do his own thing. If he was past 30 miles away, he has to do his own thing. Nope. Well, what's the bar here again? Is it how far a person can travel in a day, or is it 30 miles dafka? Today, you can travel anywhere in a day, basically. Right? Anything is basically mahalach yoyim. We have today our airplanes. And today, it goes wherever he is, so the mile of the shaila is again. Korov is in space, or korov is in time. And the mele, wherever he is, in that case, will be mistar from anywhere. It's always going to be called a shmur kreva, no matter where he is. Come to Shleima Kluga. And he brings that shaila, and this is an Elif L'chol Shleima, and he brings that shaila, Lagabi train travel, not Lagabi plane travel, but train travel. And he says, Hinei zevadai de kroiva urechoika hanemar ba'aveilus rachmon al-islam, toloi rak b'yochay leilich b'raglov, v'loi b'susum u'pradim, he says, it doesn't change, the same thing. It goes by how far one could walk, it doesn't go by taking horses or anything else, he says, which means, it's not my lomayr. The other forms of travel do not change the halacha. That's what Shlomo Kluger says, and he says it's the Mefeshi Gemara. That's Tolu Yemarachak. What's the Mefeshi Gemara? He says Kol Pesach. Like Kol Pesach, it says that if somebody was with Derech Rechoika, they don't bring the first Kol Pesach. Rather, they have a Pesach Sheni. Zogt der Mishnah im Sachen, das hat die Himmel an den Beis, Ezu derche Choyko, min amidia meluchot. What's that? It's 15 mil from Yerushalayim, let's say something like 12 miles from Yerushalayim. We know Be'erich where that is today, actually, there's such a city now. And the Gemara over there, in Tzadik Dalda, Medalda says, Ho yoy mit chutz lo meidiyim, avol yochoy li konez besusum efrodim, yochoy li echaye, maybe we chayev kodus, we're not bringing a kodum Pesach, because he has a better, faster way today to get it, even though he's in a derech rechoyko, which theoretically, by foot, he can't make it. So therefore, we should lochay after rech, and now, based on horses, and not just based on how far he can go by foot. Talmud loymar, baderech loyhoyo, ba'alohoyo baderech. He was baderech. I could get in. This is called baderech rechoyko. Derech rechoyko is from Medim and further. Zokta ati chutz to Medim, derech rechoyko. Kum tochoyz. Zokta shloimek logan. You see that the sheer of distance has to do with what? Clearly in the Gemara? Not with special other ways of making it. Rather, it has to do with walking. And therefore, we change nothing. And if 30 miles is 30 miles, and if we have whatever it is, doctor, the question, in that alone, the 12 miles is also the same thing, and everything has to do with how far you are, irrespective of what other forms of travel there are. As there comes the Shoyel Meishiv, who says the same thing, same sack, Ein l'shar, rak al pi darche teva, v'loy al pi tachbulois, ha-meschatshois, v'im lo ikein, yishtaru darche al-teiru, v'ape yischadish fligim balon, he says, We have the ear balloons that you can travel on, he says. Yeah, maybe he's referring to a blimp of some sort or something, which he says is going to start changing every minute. He's going to change the law because of that. No such thing. But Lemaisa Reif Peskin dings on that, and they say clearly that the fact that the Gemara brings a posuk in Sochem to teach us this, halacha pakert, that teaches us that the default is that it goes by how much time it takes. The default is that we do count by susum a problem. The default is we do say that there's an afkamina in how fast you can come. And that's why you need a posik. And the posik, the posik is a megalus, a yoytim in a klal, the xeris akosi, which tells us that in korum tasa, it's taka a matter of a certain amount of distance, even though you can overcome that distance. As they state in Helkis Yaakov of Braish, he says in Avelos, he proves it from Rishonim, that the fact that there's a tour by Korban Pesach is not because you can't come to Yerushalayim and that's not called being able to come, and Yitaka can't come. Not Shafi, he says no, Adrahama. He says even somebody who actually came, Lamaisa, doesn't have to do with the ability to come. You came Lamaisa, you can't bring to go Baba. He's Potter. What do you mean? He just took a swift horse and he just got to his life. He can't bring a cotton pesach. He was in a mokum tour. There's a mokum tour. And therefore it doesn't depend on cotton by cotton pesach on the ability to arrive. Not only the ability, but even having arrived don't make a difference. The chiyuv is, there's a chiyuv cotton pesach for svivos Yerushalayim. Chiyuv cotton pesach is for the area around Yerushalayim. And therefore, until Moedim, that's where it is. From further than that, not shy to the chiyuv. Not shy to the chiyuv. What? And because you were not in the right place. You were in the derech rechoyko. You could change that. You could. Sorry. The geistish does it. But the gosh tell that too. To say in other places in the Torah, the same thing will be true. The geistish does it. And if Allah ha lemaisa, the gabi avelus, all the place can pass him, that it depends. It doesn't depend on the yitzhas. It depends on the halach yoyim. And therefore, basically almost anywhere today is called a shmur kreivel agabe that. Also, we find Maimon Tino Sidaim, Shetan Shulchan Aruch, you have to go, now it's more 3 miles ahead, there could be Alocha over there, Mistabed Umunisea, Begamula Parcha, right, on a flying camel, that's what it literally means, but it means if you have a very quick means of travel, Kegoin Al Post, which is a mail wagon, which was basically the quickest travel in those days, Kiyosef is there, doesn't matter exactly what the distance is. 72 minutes worth of travel, he says, is what it's about. However far you can go with the means of travel that you're using in 72 minutes, that's what goes into it, but you have to take, get as far as you can in 72 minutes the way that you can do it. What's the shot? Because again, in that case, it's not shayach to merchak. it's shaykh the tircha. You could be matriach this amount of time of wait and travel in order to go find it. So dalad milim now, today, for the car. Dalad, what dalad milim? Don't tircha at all, do it 3 miles. It's a garnish. And therefore the tircha is, how long does it take to get there? Kaf Chaim over there says, going on a train, depends on how much time it is. Kimachumachum tircha, pochit mishir zman ze loy nikra tircha. So again, we find that same halacha, that today's day is just like in Hilchas Avelos, it depends on the amount of time. Hilchas and Tfilas Yadayim, depends on the amount of time. What about traveling on Erev Shabbos? Parsha says it depends on time. No Shailim, Mishum Bura says, it doesn't depend on Parasois, on 3 Parasois, it depends on the amount of time. That's the Rishon Tess of Kalan Aleph and the Mishum Bura. As Chaim Noeg, Pesach Shulchan writes, also he says the same thing, and he says, Befrat, Benesiyah Ba'otomobilim, Shenishadish Bizmanenu, today's days that we're able to travel in cars, he says, you do have to be careful, Torech Lizoya, Ki Akilkul Mosli Bohem, Kasheinenu Royois, okay, for Omim, Torech Kamashois Latikunam, you have to be careful, Olam Oid Lover, Nechil Shavuz Chashon, Achochav Enu Bereish, okay, that's something you do have to keep in mind, but Lamaisa is definitely not going to be the same halacha that it was in the old days when it comes to traveling on Erev Shabbos. So let's try to go back to Tfilas HaDerech with this, and let's try to see if we can tell it too, to Tfilas HaDerech, and say the same thing here. That what? We'll say, if it says a parashas m'chayv Tfilas HaDerech, is it about distance or is it about time? In other words, 72 minutes out of the city, which brings us to the shaila that we have over here on the paper, which is, what happens if somebody's traveling taka to Port Huron or to Flint, the places that are in the distance over here, right? In other words, you have more than 3 miles maybe in such trips. You don't necessarily have a Kremis Yishuv that you're going through. But 72 minutes outside the city, you don't have 72 minutes outside the city, so we may little freeze that. If we'll be able to come out that Tfilas HaDerech follows the same formula as all of the other halachas, which are now something which is not a matter of distance, but rather of time. So in such a case, you wouldn't have to say Tfilas HaDerech in such a case. Toledo, Ohio is wrote over here on the paper also with the same Shaila, because it's Be'erach, the same kind of Metzias. You're going to go through probably 3 miles of empty space. But I mean, Sashen, you really have 72 minutes outside of Ibur Shalir, or not? And here comes Taka, this is famous. This is a Sefer Zichron and Yehuda, Tshuva Sefer Zichron and Yehuda, the Enik of Chassam Sefer, and the Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Beis. He comes and says exactly that. Nira Lipshei Tassofik Migamar Tzachim. He wants to learn from Tzachim exactly the opposite of what was learned before. The Gemara says, there, after the Medim, it's not the system of Prodim, but there's Loyoyos. He says, why do you need a Pasik? The Pasik tells you that there is the Yoysen and Atzalal. Only over there is the extra Pasik. It tells you, but there's Loyoyos. Nishma Mizeh, that anything else in other places, where we talk about distance, we're talking about you can't get there. That's what it generally would mean, unless you have a Pasik that tells you otherwise. We talk about too distant how? Too distant you can't get there. But if you can get there, that's not called Rechaika. Mele ev shagam bezeh, shohelech v'mesilat ha-barzel v'chadoyme, taking a train, or something else like that. Shir kotan mi-parzel, ein loyme tfilas haderech, v'shem ha-malchus, he says, that's it, you can't say tfilas haderech, going on a train, less than 72 minutes, you're swallowing up parastoyans, you're flying, and you're going who knows how far. That doesn't have anything to do with it, he says. Tfilas haderech is a shir in Zman, 72 minutes is a shir, less than 72 minutes not, and again, according to him, we're going to find that all of the places that we just discussed, and you're not going to have any Tfilas HaDerech there, we've all gone with Tom, now they say that in the Rishonim say Beferish, Nishtazoyin, I don't know what he would do about it, but the Rishonim say that if somebody goes 4 mil on a boat, and clearly when you go 4 mil on a boat, you're definitely going faster than you would walking on your feet. And so the Rishonim say, you do say Tfilas HaDerech. It's been called by Rav Chaim Daguda. Many of the Rishonim say Beferish that if you go on a boat, 4 mil, you do say Tfilas HaDerech. This would be of a furish raya, that therefore a parsa is a parsa is a parsa. And therefore doesn't have to do with 72 minutes, it rather has to do with distance. It has to do with the distance. So, okay, so any time you go a parsa, That's what he has to do, especially you see the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Mishnah Berurah, but until Yadayim was the one who told us clearly. Because Yadayim doesn't have to do with the distance. Yadayim has to do with Zaman. And therefore if you go on the post, you're gonna have to go further. And he says that.
You have to wait that long, or can you say it before then? When you're on a boat, you know you're going more than four parts.
So we didn't discuss yet when to say it actually. But now we're talking about people the distance. But what about Tfilas Tadarek? So Mishnah Berurah himself says. Mishabur himself, again, he's the one who said, like Abi the other halachis, that it depends on time and not on space, and he comes along and says the phrase, so when it comes to Tfilas Tadarek, it does depend on a parasol, and even if you take a train or parasol, you're still going to say Tfilas Tadarek. Why is that? Exactly, and not only is it not totally in Tircho, but especially according to the story that we said in the beginning, Nachman Mishmoyedik, what was the voice of a pastor? The voice of a pastor doesn't have to do with time or Tircho. The voice of a pastor is how far are you from a city? This is the way it was. Are you within the safety boundaries of a city, or are you not? And therefore, once you have that, it doesn't have to do with time, it has to do with Merachak, and Azoi, Volkidach, is coming according to the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, when it comes to Til Siyadayim and other things like that, it has to do with Tircha, so it depends how much time you're going to have to Mutzuzich. But if it has to do with being within the bounds of the safety of the city, such statement, that's why we saw the Ktesa Shulchan Lagabi Kever Rochel, said, oh, you have to say it even on your way to Kever Rochel. Why? Because it's that far outside of the city. Right? The truth is, the Debret Sinai Rav in Chelik Zayin Truvis and Chelik Zayin in Kunzos Olashik, it says, Shir Parasol Ba'aviron in an airplane, Nafte Berega, happens in a minute, and he says to say Shiloh Sadarach. Oh, that's also Mashmois to be Machmeh. They talk to Rebbe from Avol Yashir, that he also passed in that way. Azei Kum Techois? Nope. Pray Bazei. As long as you're outside of a city for a Parasol, which means, yeah, we're not talking about if it's a single house here or there, that's not called a city. But you're outside of any kind of yishuv, outside until the next, from one city to the next, you are more than 70 amos from the last house, you start counting, that's outside city limits, and from there, parasa, that's the set. It's not shiny, this is what brings us very much confusion, which is why I've been mutchin the last few days, and I'm spending all my time on calling and trying to figure this out. Because the fact is, and everybody knows this, I said, Ktesa Shulchan, Ktesa Shulchan, Ktesa Munach, while the Meister Gedet, nobody says to us that that's the Kever Rochel. Not only that, I mean, I lived in that cell for 23 years in Kehar Sefer. It's pretty far from Yerushalayim. Very hard to find anybody saying to us that if anybody from Kehar Sefer to Yerushalayim,
yeah.
Baruch Hashem, so it's very hard to find, but sometimes you could find it. And not only that, but even from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, all of the Israeli places can discuss why would you not say Tfilas Tadarech, because the Minhag HaOlam over there is not to say, although it's a Pella Taket, according to everything we're seeing.
People don't say it.
I will soon see why. We have to try to figure this out. And Moshe Sternberg brings the Zichron Yehud actually, who said that it does depend on the amount of time and not the amount of distance. And he does say, Hanimna Yisrael Amilismai, maybe that has something to do with it. But Lamai said, nobody seems to bring that as the reason not to say Tfilas Tadarech in such a case, but here comes the Shleim Zalman Zecharin Lavracha with a tremendous chiddush, which turns the whole halachas of Tfilas Tadarech on its head, manish. And he says today is different. Well, why is it different? Not because of the amount of time. No, he has a different reason altogether. His reason is, he says, since today's day, on the roads that we travel, for the most part, you have cars all along the way from one place to the other. You're more or less traveling, he says, in a shayoro, you're more or less in a caravan of cars. Mamela, everything is one big caravan. So he says, wait, so you are a parasa out of the city, but you're in a caravan, and the caravan is still in the city. Right? And so therefore you never really left the city, because you're together with this caravan that didn't leave the city. And the whole shayoro has to leave the city and get a parasa out. But by the time the whole shayoro gets a parasa out, you're within a parasa of the next city. Right? There's no time, he says, that it is that way. And therefore, he says, the only time that you would say that you could be in a mokum that's not the Yushev, he says, and you'd be a mokum of Oyevim. In other words, he says, you're going to Arab villages on your own. Then you're packing a mokum of Oden. That's not called a mokum of Yushev at all, he says.
How about in the middle of the night? If you travel in the middle of the night,
Yeah, okay, Inachanami. That's, in other words, according to Rishonim Zalman, you're going to be very much limited in when it is that you can say Tfilas HaDerech. He, Dafka, brings that he that Shach told him Rishonim Brisker of, that also, he talked out a minute, not to say Tfilas HaDerech when Shalayim to Tel Aviv. Ask the guy, in the Brisker of time. No, the answer is after the Chibber, it's a whole different world today in Tfilas HaDerech, according to that. Right, we're left with a limited situation where you can say Tfilas HaDerech. You need Mamish, isolated two parsoyas on the way to make the Tfilas HaDerech. A tremendous, tremendous kiddush. Tremendous, tremendous kiddush. But, Lamaisa, when one is taking one of the regular daily trips that the whole world takes all the time, the Chayyus Chazin Sayufit to any topic at all that comes up, such a Svarah of Yerushalayim HaZalman should be on the table somehow, because again, what is he doing? He's really, what he's doing is, he's finding a lumdish way to approach the tremendous difference that there is today from what there used to be in the old days. In other words, the whole Paris and Meister, Svishan Uns Gerat, don't tell anybody that we said it, it really is different than it used to be, Kamesha Dibarman. Because of Shoyim HaZalman, and he shows up at Akzora, how we could show about what is different today than what it used to be. The truth is, you look at the Kseis HaShulchan, that Kseis HaShulchan who says, yeah, you think Tfilas HaDerech to Kevirach, but Meister, he himself brings that today, that those sakonis that are said in Tfilas HaDerech are not there anymore. He brings the Shtar Kitzat to Shtar Kitzay Tfilas HaDerech at all today because of that.
If you go from here
to
New York, you shouldn't say it either.
Oh, I'll say that for you. So if the Meister Pshat is that we today the Chayis Rosh Hashanah Zalman Svara, if we feel like we need to, okay? So on the way to New York, you could raise the Chayis Rosh Hashanah Zalman Svara. Right? Because you can easily find yourself a few miles special middle of the night, Akavim Meret, where you'll have nobody along the way. But you'll also have other things as we're going to see. But the Oyel Tzir, that's the Tzir Avishol, also he writes in his Truvas, he says, if you have a massive like the Shlomo Zalman is describing, where you have Shayoris, Metzuyas, he says, you want to take Tfilas HaDerech, you don't want to be accepted for Shlomo Zalman, fine. But you can't say Shema Malchus, he says. Because he said, this is massive Tfilas HaDerech that your parents told you about. This is a new thing over here today. So that is the... that's the Chiddush of Yerushalayim HaZal. However, again, like we see, the Olam does not take a space field of Tzaderech every time he travels 3 miles in the mountains or anything else like that. And it seems that there is certain coolest over here. So I was desperate already. I called the Rebbe Tzinner last night and I said to him, what is up over here? I know your father writes what he writes in the Tshuvas. And so every in New York, you're traveling from Brooklyn to Muncie. In Mishka Sovik, according to me, I have to say Tfilas HaDerech. So yeah, he tells me, yeah, my father used to talk and say Tfilas HaDerech every time he went to Monty, but I asked you, I said, tell me straight, do you say Tfilas HaDerech when you go to Monty, yes or no? And he said, often not. So I said, why not? What's the pshat? So one thing he threw in, and it's something to pay attention to according to what we saw earlier, this Machlek is HaFeskim, which is, if you're not going to certain shtetlach along the way, but they're there. So therefore, if you're going along a road, that wherever you go, you're not going to have through a 3 mile stretch where you have nothing within 3 miles on one side or another somewhere at that shtetlach, therefore. Something is going on over there. Episode off. If you're not going to have that, then the shayim, could you say to people that that's such a case? And since again, there's so much population all over the place, but it's the home. The Shaila is, can you always do that? And again, we have so many Tziruchim to put in here. Here comes the Kseis HaShulchan and says, I don't know about Chalal today. If we say Tziruchim to that, because he has called Oyev, Oyev, Elusim, Chayis, Oyev, 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 is it there? Yes or no? Do I have to Chasson? Chalal, without that, it's very difficult without these folks to understand why would one not, every time they take a 3 mile trip in the mountains, not say Tfilas HaDerech, right? So staff is very good for Shnei. Okay, now I want to end by saying, when is Tfilas HaDerech said? When should it be said? So again, let's not forget, the Ramo is Choshesh for Rashi. Rashi says, once you pass the Parto, you can no longer say Tfilas HaDerech. This must be had in mind, and therefore that means, according to the Pashtus Lalocha, the earlier you say Tfilas HaDerech, once you got out of Ibur Shel Ir, the better you are, the Das Rashi. And therefore you should try Voshnella to say Tfilas HaDerech. Magen Avraham says, what does that mean? That means 70 Amos and change out of the city is outside Ibur Shel Ir. From there and on, you have to keep be careful not to pass 3 miles according to Rashi. And that's called Alter Rebuya Shalir. However, it's mutter still to say Tfilas HaDerech because we don't have to be the Eved. For Rashi, as long as you still have a parsa until the last city that you're going to. However, I do want to mention another thing which most people are not aware of. And again, the pashtus of Halacha is what I just said, B'shem, the Morgan Avraham. However, it's important to know the Taz of an author over there says that there is no reason to wait. He says, before you leave your house on a trip of a parasa, in other words, if the trip meets the requirements and the definition of a trip that's mechayev tefilas haderech l'ktetav, then before you leave the house, there's no reason to wait, he says. Say tefilas haderech immediately, he says. And what's the raya? He's a Maram Rutman, which we're not going to get to, who says that he used to say tefilas haderech all the time in the morning before shacharis. How did he do that? He wasn't on the way. You see clearly, you can say Tfilas HaDerech before you start out on the road. The Chidah says clearly, Kol Shiyosim Pesach Beisoy, time to say Tfilas HaDerech. That's in the Merit Tia Paskins. That Rizal, this is the way he fears the Halpi Nister, but again, like I said, there's plenty of Moshe Halpi Nigla also to do that, and that's why many Hasidim follow that Halacha L'Maisa, and as they leave the house or start on their trip, they immediately will say, Tfilas HaDerech, Alpi Nigla again. Even those who say otherwise, what they clearly say, Prima Gordon brings, the Yizikha Yoytzer, if you said it immediately, as they Shvei Dorten, or Chashulchan brings from the minute you left the door of your house, Yizyoytzer, and Mishabrur brings the Taz and says with the Ever, you can do like the Taz, even Alpi Nigla. And that's clear that the Kav HaChaim brings many places can will say that even if there is an Inyan to wait until after Yibur Shalei, but that's only as you leave your house, but let's say the next day of the trip, and you have to say Tfilas HaDerech again, clearly you said at the door when you leave the hotel, you should immediately say it. And therefore, many will fear the Halacha L'maisa Taka, that when, as soon as they start their trip, and what took Manuf like them, and this will end, is this is a good way, number one, to keep stay out of Shilas altogether with Tfilas HaDerech, because first of all, if you're going to say it in Tfilah, and Shema Tfilah, the Chabad the good, then you could do that, according to this psak over here. Anyone who says the Jewish Shemayat Tfilah? Yeah, so that's before the trip. And especially, since the Shiloh becomes, you have to stop on the side of the road, stand up, Ahina Her, Hei Tzachon, but the Yevit, by the way, you don't have to, but the Chatzchila, it says that you should, so Ibazoi, if you do it before you leave the house, you should stand there. As you're getting into your car, you can stand right there, you can even put on your gaffel before you do it. And you can say Tfilah Saderech, Gezunt Teheit, Ruyeh Geheit, but that's covered as you should. And therefore, this is what would be oifkut on those who fear according to that, minig la halacha, yeah.
You say if you are in the way for a couple of days, you say
Tfilas HaDerech L'Shem HaMalchus? Each day, you say against Tfilas HaDerech L'Shem HaMalchus, but again, this is called a kolah pleiskim. Once you're outside of your own house, and you are already on the road, you please don't wait until you get out of the Yibur HaShalir, but rather you say it immediately, Ashikha, yeah.